9. Gardens and Gatherings. You're sitting in a wooden gazebo, a welcome spot on a hot summer day, especially after hours of hard work in the nearby community gardens. The gazebo is about 30 feet by 40 feet and is a perfect spot for a large harvest celebration or a quiet chat between garden tasks. Many generations of farmers and gardeners working this land have sought a shady spot like this. There are composting toilets here that do not require water. Like our orchard, the Clark Cooper Community Gardens continue a tradition of several hundred years of agriculture on this land. In the mid-1600s, English colonists harvested timber and marsh hay in this area. For the next few hundred years, hard-working families grew vegetables and raised livestock. A team of oxen would have plowed the rocky soil, and a farmhand would have hauled water by hand from the nearby stream. By the late 1800s, as the city of Boston grew, it was more likely that the families on this land were growing crops to sell, not to eat. The farmland was sold to the Boston State Hospital in 1897. Staff and residents raised cows, pigs, and more than 40 kinds of vegetables. This work provided food for the thousands of people who lived here in the early 1900s. Food scraps were fed to the pigs, an example of sustainable agriculture. For hospital residents, the natural world was a place of personal meaning and possibly healing. For the 250 families who grow food in the community gardens today, the connections between healthy soil and healthy people are as important now as they ever were. In this community garden, people use organic methods, minimize their use of water, and look out for one another. The gardens offer food, friendship, and productive work for people of diverse ethnicities, ages, and incomes. The most obvious sounds here are the roar of traffic on American Legion Highway and the birds calling from the mature trees nearby. Listen harder, though, and you might hear a gardener calling hello to a friend a few plots over, a rototiller's engine rumbling along, or the repeated chop, chop, chop of a hoe in the soil. You may hear the spray of a hose, unless it's the middle of the day, when the water is turned off for conservation. In the springtime, you might smell manure being mixed in with soil to enrich it. This rich brown soil dominates in spring when tiny shoots begin to come up in neat rows. In the summer, it's a carpet of green with different textures, thick oblong collard greens, winding tendrils of bean vines, or smooth globes of tomatoes and eggplants. In addition to the garden plots, each 20 feet by 20 feet, the Victory Garden stands just inside the fence. This raised bed makes it possible for people with physical limitations to experience the joy of growing food. To get to stop number 10, continue following the gravel trail, using the natural curve on the left side of the trail as a guide to avoid the other possible trail. You will come to a boardwalk. It is 8 feet wide with 6-inch bumpers on either side. It leads directly to a bench around a large tree right in the middle of the boardwalk. This is stop number 10.